The Burt Show.
I'm just going to be completely and 100% vulnerable with you guys this morning. I have a confession. You already know what it is?
No.
Okay. So you remember we were in Disney World the other day on Burt's Big Adventure, right?
Yeah.
We were there.
And I told you about the incident with the pizza and the lady that was working behind the pizza counter. And she, you know, when I reached over to get the pizza, she saw that my fingernails were painted blue.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me, but it was late at night. I didn't want to get into it and tell her why, even though it was because we had a kid on our trip that thought it would be fun to paint my fingernails. So I did two of them, right?
I think it was like Bella's nail boutique or something.
Yeah, something like that. So I was just trying to make her laugh. So when she asks me, I'm just like, hey, it's a long story. I don't really want to get into it. And then she says, oh, you've got a granddaughter, don't you? It wasn't a daughter. It was a granddaughter. Mm-hmm. Now, that coupled with last year when somewhere I went from Uncle Bert to one of the Bert's Big Adventure kids to Grandpa Bert last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been looking at myself in the mirror and stuff going, I don't see what other people are seeing. And you had mentioned that it might be because I stopped dyeing my hair now and it's more gray.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to get a haircut yesterday and I told her to soften the gray.
You did?
I did. So there it is. It's not as dark as it was before, but I've been feeling so insecure about it. I had to get it done.
Well,
I had to.
I didn't. No, I didn't. How do we tell you it didn't work?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I thought it was me.
No one is enjoying this more than me. Than when I walked in and I got a whole ass surgery, and you're like, I haven't even noticed. There's no change to your nose.
Yeah,
we didn't notice.
Well, I even told her yesterday, I'm like, look, I don't want to go back to that really fake dark hair that I had a couple of years ago. I'm just not in that spot anymore. But that comment got into my head so badly. I asked Blanca yesterday, I'm like, can you just tone it down just a little itty bitty bit? And the fact that I came in here this morning and none of you guys said anything about it was making me actually feel good about it, that it wasn't that drastic. Mm-hmm. But to me, I could see it.
Oh, yeah. No, you did nothing.
I don't notice any difference at all.
Really? I'm still old, huh?
Yeah.
No, your hair looks great. Honestly, your hair does look great and it looks very natural, but I didn't notice that it was darker.
I had been looking at myself in the mirror differently. And you guys know how healthy I try to be. I'm working out. I got an in-home sauna now. I'm trying everything. Everything to reverse the clock. And this one pizza lady has ruined everything.
I wanted a slice of pizza.
All I wanted was a pizza and go to bed, man.
Did you see him bust out his pill box during the broadcast Monday morning?
No.
Oh, my God. That is the biggest pill box I have ever seen. The amount of supplements you are digesting. Holy moly.
Somebody asked me in an AMA a couple of weeks ago, how many do I take? And I didn't have the heart to count it. And I think I went down on it. But it's between 20 and 25.
Are you kidding?
A day.
What?
Yeah.
Will you do
me a favor?
And it's not doing anything for my hair, obviously.
No, will you do me a favor? Please bring a list in of what you take and why you take it.
Okay. All right.
that won't make them feel worse.
I want to call Disney and have her fired. It's not the most magical place on earth at all. All right, Mikey, a completely different set of stressful circumstances for you. You are here to put your foot down about one place only.
That place is breweries, I've decided.
Breweries. You just left one.
You drunk now, man?
I actually can't say that word that good.
What is it about breweries? Are the happiest place, obviously more happy than Disney. They're like everybody in there is having a great time. Yeah. You watch some sports, get yourself an IPA.
You guys speaking of age, it's a bad omen. Liking a brewery, you're getting old. That's a fact.
Yeah, it's like when you can't do clubs anymore, maybe.
Yeah.
Pubs. Yeah. Pubs and breweries are your next step.
That is fair.
Just wait till you Google search breweries that have play areas for kids.
I know, exactly. And that kind of wraps in with my problem here. my friends moved into this new house in Decatur, so we went and visited a bunch of these breweries one day.
Decatur is greater.
Yeah, man.
No, it's not. It's bad.
It's a great part of town,
it
man.
Is
no,
the
no.
I would say if things were different in my life, I would be living down just outside of the square in Decatur.
Oh, I love that.
It's fantastic.
Place.
Yeah.
Decatur is solid. Eddie's Attic, solid. Breweries, bad. Listen, all right, I'll go down the list here. I'm going to start with terrible beer. You got to go to a bar and just drink terrible beer. It's like if they make their own beer and it's bad.
What?
It's
man.
All bad. You got to go to the wrong breweries.
This man's man. Palate, yeah. Miller Lite is yeah. his go-to.
Yeah. You got to drink that's like frog humping donkey. Like it's like none of it is good.
I don't think that's physically possible.
Are we still talking about beer?
I don't think so. That's probably the name of one. Or it's like Head Mutilator or something. Yeah.
They come up with very unique names for their beers.
Stupid names.
Okay.
What annoys me the most is the rustic feel that they all have to have. No brewery has ever had a good seat. Nobody has a quality seat. They all have to have these stupid rustic seats. Just get a comfortable chair for me.
I'm just surprised that you of all people are bothered by the rustic aesthetic.
Rustic aesthetic. Exactly. It's fake. If I'm in the middle of an old warehouse that they didn't touch anything, there's dust everywhere. Quality. If they've chipped away at bricks meticulously to make it look like something, stupid. Don't do that.
So you like country, you just don't like rustic.
I don't know what I like. Just don't do that.
Okay.
Just, I'm sick of that.
Got it.
But what had happened was.
Uh-huh.
We go to the first brewery and I think everybody had fun on the Friday. We got our big group of friends together and went to this brewery and everybody had fun on Friday. Saturday was rough going. The quick version is one of my friends got about halfway through his first donkey humper or whatever. and he stands up from the stupid rustic seat, looks down, throws up everywhere.
Oh my God.
Oh.
And here's the problem. It's a family environment.
Yeah.
Why are there families there? This guy's throwing up over here. There's families watching. So like we're sitting like in the parking lot area where they have like
so the
benches.
Families are the problem, not your friend?
He was vomiting all over the floor.
He's the friend, but this is a drinking environment. If this was a bar, you can kind of throw up and get away with it.
I see what you're saying. You got a mix of families and a bunch of people your age getting drunk in there.
No kid
should be
needs
one
to
or
be
the
seeing
other.
That.
Hey, fun fact, throwing up anywhere, not cool. Doesn't matter where you are.
It's not cool, but it's going to happen if you're drinking head choppers.
Where are the breweries that you go to that are worth it? Out in Milledgeville?
No, there's no brewery worth it.
Okay.
No, he's anti-brewery, period.
Bad. I'll tell you one good thing, since I'm being so negative. One good thing about breweries, games. They got games.
Okay.
So they got that going for them.
A little Connect Four in the back.
Little Connect Four. They got Candyland, Jenga.
You and I really are living two very different lifestyles right now. All right, don't forget, today is the day where we are giving out thousands of dollars on Q99.7, and it's only going to take you 30 seconds to sign up. Here is the rub on it. We are asking you what hour you are listening. And then we don't avoid that hour. We actually call your name in that hour. It's the easiest contest that's ever been done in the history of radio. We are giving you $1,000. It starts this hour. And then all day long, we give away $1,000. All you got to do is sign up and do it right now. You could win again in the 9 o'clock hour for the very first time just by signing up right now. Go to Q99.7atlanta.com.
The Burt Show.